细节到十九节，希伯 chapter 3，说文书 19。
圣灵的话说，你们今日若听他的话，又不可硬着心，像在旷野惹他发怒，就像他的时候一样。在那里，你们祖宗视我看我，并且观看我的作为，我四十年之久，所以我厌烦那世代的人说，他们心里常常迷糊，并不晓得我的作为。我就在墓中启示说，他们断不可进入我的安息。弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人存着不幸的恶心，把永生神离弃了。总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。经上说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心，像着他发怒的日子一样。那时听见他话惹他发怒的是谁呢？岂不是跟着摩西从埃及出来的众人吗？神四十年之久又厌烦谁呢？岂不是那些犯罪失守倒在旷野的人吗？又向谁起誓不容他们进入他的安息吗？岂不是像那些不信从的人吗？这样看来，他们不能进入安息，是因为不信的缘故了。 So as the Holy Spirit says today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart, as you did in the rebellion, during the time of testing in the desert, for your fathers test and try me, and for 40 years saw what I did. That is why I was angry with that generation, and I said, their hearts are always going astray, and they have not known my way. So I declare an oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. See to it, brothers, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God, but encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. We have come to share in Christ if you hold firmly to the end of the confidence that we have at first. As has been said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart as you did in the rebellion. Verse 16. Who were they who heard and rebelled? Were they not all those Moses led out of Egypt? And with whom was he angry for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, those bodies fell in the desert? And to whom did God swear that they would never enter his rest, if not to those who disobeyed? So we see that they were not able to enter because of their unbelief.
愿神赐福他自己话，我们感谢神。今天呢，我们很高兴能够请到 Reverend Shaw 来到我们中间，他要传讲神的信息，题目是一生最重要的时刻。We are so pleased to have Reverend Shaw with us. He's going to give us a sermon title, Life's Greatest Moment. Reverend Shaw, please.
Thank you, and once again, it's a joy to be with you at High Point Gospel Church.
再次谢谢大家能够今天有机会跟高台福音基督教会的众弟兄姐妹一起来敬拜神。
I know that you have celebrated at least 5 years of ministry now. Is it almost 6?
我知道你们在贵教会已经在这边已经有5年，今年进入第六年。
And I have enjoyed every opportunity that you have afforded me to come and minister the word of God to your hearts.
我每次来到这边跟大家来分享神的话语的时候，我心里都很高兴。
We remember you in prayer and know that God's hand of blessing is upon you as you continue to serve and worship Him.
我们常常在祷告中求神纪念我们大家，你们在家在神里面所做的一切工。
And we know that God is going to continue to expand your numbers, and we continue to ask God to bring new people into your fellowship.
我们知道，我们也求神，也相信神会继续将得救人数加添在这个教会里面。
Today I want to talk to you about life's greatest moment.
今天我要跟大家分享来就是一生中最重要的时刻。
We've been watching the Olympics this past several weeks, haven't we?
我知道大家在过去几个礼拜中间都在看这个奥林匹克的运动会。
Isn't it wonderful to see those people capture the gold medals?
那看到那些得到金牌的人是多么的荣耀。
And I know that for them it is a great moment.
我知道对他们来讲是一个很重要的时刻。
It's a great moment for the people in the country from which they represent.
对他们每个个人所代表的国家来讲，每一个人都是觉得很重要的时刻。
But I want to talk to you about something even greater than winning a gold medal at the Olympics.
我还要跟大家分享，就是比那个得到金牌还更重要的那个时刻是什么？
The Bible tells us in the passage we've read today that life's greatest moment is when you hear God's voice speaking to your heart.
Well, 在人生中很重要的时刻就是你听到神的话在向你说的时候。
When we hear the voice of God reaching out to touch our lives, that's life's greatest moment.
当我们在人生中间神向我们说话的时候，就是我们人生很重要的时刻。
Throughout the history of the Bible, we find that this was true in the lives of many famous individuals.
在从圣经里面的很多历史人物来讲，这个重要的时刻是很活生生的。
Abraham was in Ur of the Chaldees in a pagan land, but God spoke to him.
亚伯翰的时候，神向他说话。
It changed his life.
改变他整个人生。
He didn't know where he was going, but God said, I will direct you.
他不晓得他人生的方向要向哪里，但是说神说我要带领你前面的脚步。
Follow my voice and I will lead you.
只要你听从我的声音，我就要带领你。
And he simply accepted what God said to him, stepped out and followed God's direction and became the father of a great nation.
他就是这样很存着单纯信心，听从神的话语，听神的带领，他成为一个多国之父。
In Genesis 6, we read about Noah.
我们在创世纪第六章听到诺亚的故事。
Noah heard the voice of God telling him to build an ark.
诺亚听到神跟他讲话，他要造一个方舟。
It had no logic.
对他来讲实在是出乎人的逻辑之外。
Nobody had ever heard about rain.
没有人听过说要下大雨。
And yet God spoke to him and Noah heard and said, I will obey, I will build an ark.
神向他说话要造方舟，虽然他逻辑上他不合逻辑，但是他还是顺服，他就造了方舟。
And because Noah heard the voice of God and obeyed, he and his family were spared the judgment of the flood.
因为挪亚他听了神的话，他跟他的家人就能够因为在方舟里面能够活下来。
In Isaiah chapter 6, we find a man by the name of Isaiah hearing the voice of God as he enters the temple.
以赛亚书第第六章讲到以赛亚他在神的殿里面听到神向他说话的声音。
It revealed his sinfulness.
他向神向他显示他自己的罪恶。
He cried out to God for cleansing.
他向神哀求，求神来洁净他。
And he became a new man.
他成为一个新造人。
Because he heard the voice of God.
因为他听到神的声音。
Remember Saul of Tarsus.
扫罗，大树的扫罗。
Saul was a persecutor of the church.
扫罗在还没改变以前，他是在迫害教会的人。
But one day on the road to Damascus, he heard the voice of God.
有一天他在大马士革的路上，他听到神的声音。
It was life's greatest moment for a man who was later known as the Apostle Paul.
他就是在那个时候，他改变了他成为以后众人所周知的保罗。
Every man or woman who has ever heard the voice of God and responded has had their life radically changed.
当每一个人听到神的声音，然后从神的声音的时候，他的整个人生被改变。
Some of you here today are at life's greatest moment. You are hearing God speak to you.
那我们在座每一个人，可能是今天就是你最重要人生的时刻，神要向你说话。
And I hope that today you will respond to the voice of God. You will come to Him.
我希望你今天能够跟神的话能够有个响应，你能够回到神的面前。
With Abraham and Noah and Isaiah and Saul, you'll put your life in the hands of God and say, God, I want to follow you.
从亚伯拉罕，从诺亚，从扫罗，以赛亚，扫罗，他们听到神的声音，他们说，神啊，我愿意来跟从你。
Notice several things in our passage today.
我们注意在今天所念的经节里面有好多处的经文。
In verse 7, there is an emphasis on a day.Today, if you hear his voice.
我要在第七节讲到说，今天你要是听到我的声音。
There is an urgency about this, isn't there?
这有一个很紧迫的需要。
It's not about yesterday.
不是关于昨天。
Many of us seem to dwell on our failures and our mistakes in the past.
很多人都在陷在过去的失败中间。
God says today.
神说今天就是时候。
Not tomorrow.
也不是明天。
Tomorrow may never come for you.
明天或许从不来临。
We have no assurance it will ever arrive.
我们不晓得明天是否会来。
We are always tempted to put things off until tomorrow.
我们常常将一些事情把它搁置下来，要等到明天再做。
But God says today, if you hear His voice.
但是神说今天就是时刻，你要是听到他的声音的时候。
God is speaking to you today.
神就是在今天要向你说话。
God urgently wants you to respond to Him today.
神很心切的要你对他有回应。
His message to your heart is, do it now.
他对你心里的要求就是今天就是时刻。
Notice secondly that it is a duty today if you hear His voice.
你在这边讲到你的责任，你要是听到神的声音。
God speaks to you, and it's a duty that we hear Him.
我要神向你讲话，我们有责任去听神的声音。
Are we ready to act on what God says to us?
我们是不是准备好要去领受神向我们所说的话？
I meet many people who think that they will decide the day that God will speak to them.
Well, 我遇到一些人，他说神今天要向他说话。
But God says, I'm speaking to you now. Today is your day for salvation.
Well, 神说今天就是时候，今天就是你得救的时候。
Notice what the Apostle John wrote in chapter 6 of his gospel in verse 44.
在约翰福音第六章第四十四节。
No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him.
若不是差我来的人，差我来的父吸引人，就没有能够到我这里来的。
Don't think that you can be saved when you are ready.
不要认为说你准备好了，你就能得救。
Rather, we are saved when God is ready to save us.
我们要了解，当神准备好他要拯救我们的时候，我们才能够被拯救。
When God speaks to our heart.
当神向我们的心说话的时候。
The prophet Isaiah said, "Seek the Lord while He is near."
Well, 以赛亚先知说，你要寻求神，当他还在近的时候。
And when God speaks to you, He is near. You should seek Him.
当神向你说话的时候，他就近在身旁。
God initiates our salvation.
神他先来预备我们的救恩。
God sent His Son to die on a cross to bear our sins.
父神他差遣他的爱子来到世上，在被钉死在十字架上，为我们付出罪的代价。
He bore the full penalty of all of our sins and offers us salvation as a free gift.
他为我们的罪付出了那个代价，然后送给我们一个很自由的一个救恩。
Can you hear God speaking to you from that cross?
你是不是能够听到神通过这十字架在向你讲话？
I loved you enough to pay your sins in full.
我爱你爱到这个程度，愿意为你所有的罪来付出这个代价。
I loved you enough to bear away the condemnation of your sins so that you can have a relationship with God the Father.
耶稣说，我爱你到一个程度，我愿意付出罪的那种处罚，所以你能够跟父神能够和好。
Now when we hear, how do we respond?
当我们听到耶稣这种爱的呼声的时候，我们的回应是什么？
The Bible says when we hear the voice of God speak, we are to repent of our sins.
当圣经跟我们讲，当我们听到神的声音的时候，我们应该来悔改忏悔我们自己的罪。
We have broken God's laws.
我们触犯神的律法。
Like the Israelites in this passage, we are in rebellion against God.
就像以色列人在这段经文里面讲说，他们背叛神。
And we must bow before Him in repentance.
我们应该在他面前谦卑认罪。
And then we must put our faith and trust in Him.
然后我们要将我们的信心，我们的信任在神身上。
There's nothing we can do to earn our salvation.
我们不能做任何事情来赢取神的救恩。
Christ has done everything that is necessary for our salvation.
耶稣基督已经为我们付出所有救恩所需要的。
We are to trust Him and put our full faith in what He did on that cross.
我们只要是完全的信任他在十字架上所成就的。
Let me illustrate faith for you in just a moment.
让我来再能够阐明信心是什么意思。
Suppose I'm on a small island.
假如我是在一个小岛上面。
I begin to see that the water is rising all around me.
我开始看到水开始往上升。
It's rising very rapidly.
上升得很快。
And I realize that if it continues, it's going to come up to my ankles and then to my knees.
我要是它水的速度这么快的时候，很快就到我的脚罗脚。
Eventually, it may submerge me totally.
很有可能我整个人就被浸在水里面。
And I'm not a very good swimmer.
我不是一个很好的一个游泳的健将。
What am I going to do?
我要如何做？
I see a boat.
我看到远方有一只船。
With my intellect, I say the boat can save me.
我在我的知识上面说，我知道那个船能够拯救我。
I ought to get in that boat.
我应该能够到那个船那里去。
But if I just stay with my intellect, I'll never be saved, will I?
假如只是用我的头脑去想，我没有办法被救过来。
I may be involved emotionally in this decision.
我或许在整个情绪上我很激动。
I may be scared and panicked and say, I've got to get into that boat.
我或许会很惊慌，我一定要走到那个船那里边去。
But my emotions won't save me.
我的情绪不能拯救我。
But there's something else that will save me, and that is my will to act.
但是因为你的意志，你要去有行动，你就能够拯救你。
And with my will, I actually get in the boat, and then I am saved. I'm delivered from the rising water.
因为我立志要如此做，我就到那个船上，所以我能够免于水的淹溺。
The same is true in our salvation.
同样的是，对我们的救恩也是同样的道理。
With our mind, we can see what God did on the cross.
用我们的理智，我们知道神在十字架上所成就的是什么。
But our salvation doesn't rest on a mental decision.
但是我们的拯救不是只是在那些理智上的一些了解而已。
With our heart, we may actually shed tears as we see Christ dying on that cross.
我们的心或许是因为基督在十字架上为我们死，我们在那边流泪。
But our emotions alone will not save us.
但是我们的情绪本身不能拯救我们。
There must be a moment when you determine to come to God in repentance and faith and say, God, I bow before you. I surrender my will to you.
在你的人生一定要有那个时候说，神啊，我愿意向你顺服，我要将我的人生的主权交托出来。
I turn my life over to you.
我将我的人生交托在你的手里。
That's what the writer of Hebrews is saying.
这就是说，在希伯来作者所说的。
Today, if you hear His voice,
今天你要是听到他的声音。
Respond to him.
应该你要有回应。
Turn your life over to him.
将你的人生整个放在神的手里。
It's like being in a car.
就好像你在车子里面。
And when Jesus comes into my life, I move over to the passenger side, and he takes over the steering wheel.
当基督进入我的心里面的时候，我移到那个乘客座，让基督来驾驶我的车子。
And he goes with my life where he wants to go.
他选择我人生所要去的地方。
And I follow him.
我就跟从主。
And he takes me into wonderful places.
他带我到很美妙的地方去。
I have a peace that he's in control of my life.
我因为他掌握我的人生，我心里有平安。
Now notice the third thing in verses 7 and 8, and that is the danger of not hearing or responding to God's voice.
在第七节、第八节讲到那个不听从神命令的危险性。
The writer says it's possible to harden our hearts after hearing the voice of God.
然后在这边讲到，作者说很有可能有人听了神的声音以后，他的心仍然坚硬。
The idea of harden is to dry up, to become parched.
这就所谓的这个会坚硬，是因为你干掉了，整个干瘪瘪的。
You may see a small sapling tree, a very young tree. How bendable it is.
你会看到一个那个幼树呢，它的树枝可以随风转动。
But watch that tree maybe 50 years later when it's a large, huge tree and it doesn't bend anymore.
当那个树长了五十年以后，它也不再这么转动了。
The wind may blow very hard, but it hardly moves.
风或许很强，但是呢，那个整个树干不动。
It's become hardened in a sense.
因为它整个被硬化掉了。
And so it is with our hearts.
我的心有时候也像这样。
Time after time, we hear God speaking.
有多次我们听到神向我们讲话。
God's voice says, "Come to me."
神的话向我讲说，来到我这里来。
Turn your life over to me.
将你的人生放在我的手里。
I love you.
我爱你。
I care for you.
我照顾你。
I paid for your sins.
我为你的罪付出代价。
I've reserved a place in heaven just for you.
我为你在天堂上预备你居住的地方。
Time and time again, we say no. I can't accept that right now.
多少次我们再次的拒绝？现在不是时候。
Other things seem more important.
还有其他更重要的事情。
And as a result, our hearts become hardened.
因为这样的缘故，我们的心越来越坚硬。
And soon the voice of God is very faint.
Well, 然后神的声音是越来越听不见。
We hardly hear him anymore.
我们就很难听到神的声音。
And soon the day may come when God speaks and we never hear him.
Well, 当有一天神在向你讲话的时候，你再也听不见。
That's why the writer says, today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts.
Well, 就是作者跟我讲，要是今天你听到神的声音，你的心不要向神再坚硬了。
Many people say, well, if God would do a special miracle just for me, I'd believe him.
Well, 神要向你神行神迹，你只要信任他。
The truth of the matter is, if we don't believe him now, we would not believe him regardless of how great a miracle he did for us.
要是我们现今天不信任他，我们从来不会信任他为我们行了多少神迹。
God has already done the great miracle.
神已经做了很多很多的神迹。
He sent Jesus to be our Savior.
而他差遣基督成为我们的救主。
God of the universe stepped into a human form.
宇宙的主成为人的肉体的样式。
He became man and lived as we live.
他成为人的样式，过着人的生活。
Yet without sin.
但是他过着一个完全的生活。
And in Jesus Christ, God put all of our sins upon him and judged them.
Well, 神父神将所有的罪加在耶稣基督身上，然后处罚他。
And then he rose from the dead.
但是感谢神，他从死里复活。
He doesn't need to do anything more to prove that he is God and that he loves us and that he cares for us than that.
他不需要再做什么，他让我们知道神爱我们，他愿意照顾我们。
Notice in verse 13, it says that we can be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin.
我要在十三节说，我们因为可能是心里被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬。
Did you know that sin lies to you?
你知道吗？你的罪会向你撒谎。
It doesn't tell you the truth.
他没有将真理告诉你。
It tells you to go away from God when you ought to go to God.
罪叫你要离开神，其实是你应该走向神。
It tells you to take control of your life when you ought to give the control of your life to God.
他告诉你，你自己要掌握你自己人生。然而，真理是说，我们要将我们人生交在神的手里。
And through the deceitfulness of sin, we harden our hearts against God.
因为被迷惑，我们的心向神就坚硬了。
Notice in verse 12, there's also unbelief. It's another way of hardening our hearts.
在第十二节讲到，那不信就会将我们的心变成坚硬了。
It says, take care, brethren, lest there should be in any one of you an evil, unbelieving heart in falling away from the living God.
弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心，把永生神离弃了。
Why can I believe God?
我为什么不能信任神呢？
Because his word is true.
因为他的话是真理的。
He doesn't go back on his word.
他从来不，他是信实的神。
Whatever he has said will come to pass.
他所说的就这么成就。
You can count on it.
你可以依赖他。
But unbelief says, no, I can't believe that.
不信的人就是说，不，我不信任神。
It can't be true.
他说的我不相信。
And as a result of our unbelief, we harden our heart against God.
因为我们不信，我们的心就变成坚硬。
We no longer hear His voice.
我们不再听到神的声音。
Life's greatest moment is when we hear the voice of God.
一生最重要时刻就是我们听到神向我们说话。
And when we hear His voice, we have a choice.
当我们听到神向我们说话的时候，我们有一个选择。
We can respond and receive His forgiveness.
我们可以回应，我们接受他的赦罪。
We can respond in repentance and receive new life in Christ.
我们可以回应，我们向神认罪，我们领受新的生命。
We can respond and find there's a new power in our life to live as we ought to live.
我们可以回应，让我们神的力量进入我们心中，我们生活有力。
We can come to God and know that once for all our life is settled and we're bound for heaven.
我们能够来到神的面前，知道他们是我们的锚，我们可以稳定。有一天，我们要在天堂与神相会。
Or we can refuse to hear His voice.
或者我们可以拒绝听到他的声音。
We can say, God, I don't need you.
神啊，我不需要你。
I will not have you controlling my life.
我不要你来掌握我的人生。
I don't believe your word is true.
我不相信你的话是真的。
I don't believe that Jesus died on the cross for me.
我不相信耶稣基督是死在十字架为我而死。
The writer of Hebrews says, if that is your decision, if that is your choice, you are bound forever in your sin.
Well, 要是 希伯来作者说，要是那是你的决定，你要为你的罪付出代价。
You are bound now for God's eternal judgment.
你要被神审判。
And the God who died on the cross for your sins will become your judge in the eternal judgment.
我为你在十字架上死的耶稣将要成为审判你的神。
No wonder the writer says, today, it is the day when you must hear his voice and respond.
所以希伯来作者说，今天就是时候，你应该回应神对你所说的话。
Today, accept him.
今天就接受基督进入你的心中。
Open your heart.
打开你的心门。
Open the door of your heart.
打开你的心门。
Let him come in.
让他进入你的心里。
He's speaking to you today.
他向你说话。
There's a hymn.That I want to read.
这里有一首诗我要向你。
You may wish to turn to it in your hymnal, number 324.
324首。
It says, I heard the voice of Jesus say, Come unto me and rest.
我听到耶稣向我说话，来到我面前，能够享受安息。
Lay down, thou weary one, lay down thy head upon my breast.
困乏的人当来救我，靠近我的怀间。
I came to Jesus as I was, weary and worn and sad.
我本劳苦，疲倦，忧愁，闻言即来救主。
I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad.
在主爱中快乐欢欣，得着安息之处。
The second verse says, I heard the voice of Jesus say, Behold, I freely give.
我闻耶稣柔声说道，我有活水灵泉。
The living water, thirsty one, stoop down and drink and live.
让干渴者自由取饮，生命必永保全。
I came to Jesus and I drank of that life-giving stream.
我闻主言，即来救主，畅饮生命活泉。
My thirst was quenched, my soul revived, and now I live in Him.
我渴立止，我灵立束，今活在主里面。
Hear the voice of Jesus and come to him today.
听到耶稣在你门外敲门的声音，你今天就信耶稣，接受他个人的救主。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
充满恩典的主，我们感谢你所赐下的话语。
We thank you that your word is true.
我们感谢神，因为你的话就是真理。
We thank you that your voice speaks to our hearts today.
我们感谢神，因为你的话语今天向我们说话。
Whatever our need,
不管我们的所需要的是什么。
Whatever our condition,
不管我们所处的环境是什么。
You have a word for us today.
你的话语就今天要满足我们的心灵。
Help us to respond to you today.
帮助我们能够回应神你今天向我们所说的话语。
Help us not to turn our backs upon your voice.
帮助我们不背向着你，不来聆听你自己话语的呼召。
But with open ears and open hearts, let us come to you.
让我们打开心门，打开我们的耳朵，来听到你自己的呼叫的声音。我们回来跟神和好。
Weary and worn and sad, let us find in you the living water.
当我们疲倦软弱的时候，我们来到你跟前，得到那个活水之泉。
Eternal life that satisfies our souls.
那永生活水之泉能够满足我们灵魂的需要。
We pray this in the name of Jesus, the one who died on the cross for our sins.
我们就奉在基督在十字架上为我们死的耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.